Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Football teams have to roll with the punches over the course of a long NFL season. Successful teams find a way to do so, especially when it comes to injuries. They happen to every team, sometimes to players more vital than others, and some injuries are more severe than others. But it's why teams build depth in the offseason. It's why the Patriots currently have five tight ends on their 53-man roster. And it's why they likely feel as though they'll find a way to overcome their latest injury to Rob Gronkowski.
When seven catches,
fires up the field, open it is caught, Gronkowski.
137 yards.
First down, 20, 15, 10-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds.
And two TDs.
Fires open, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski.
Does not make for a career day, it reinforces what we've come to know for 2.5 years. Rob Gronkowski is one of a kind, hard to replace, maybe even impossible to replace. Late in the Pats' 59-24 rout over the Colts Sunday, after the third-year tight end piled up those aforementioned stats, he reportedly broke his forearm, an injury that is expected to sideline him for roughly a month. Gronk has never missed a game in his NFL career, but he'll be on the inactive list on Thanksgiving night at the Jets. So yes, the Patriots have to replace Gronk. For starters, they may see their top two tight ends heading in opposite directions this week. Out goes Gronk, in comes Aaron Hernandez, who has missed three straight games and six total with an ankle injury. Hernandez could be ready to go on Thursday. They also have Vasante Shenko. The decision to sign the veteran during training camp and the later decision to place him on the new designated for return injured reserve list could prove beneficial. Daniel Fells was a healthy scratch against the Colts, but his services will be useful in the coming weeks, and Michael Haomanu'i could even see an expanded role. Most of all, the Pats will rely on Tom Brady to take the five eligible receivers at his disposal on any given play, including the talented likes of Wes Welker, Stephen Ridley, and Sunday's spark plug Julian Edelman, and make the right decisions. The Pats have far and away the league's most productive offense for many reasons, including Gronkowski, but they also have an offensive system in place that, they expect, is able to compensate for the loss of any one player. And the Pats have now won six of their last seven games. Since falling behind by two touchdowns in the third quarter at Buffalo in week four, they've scored nearly double the total points of their opponents. Rest assured, the Pats are confident as they approach the final third of their season. And as news filters in about Gronkowski, they'll be thinking mostly about the New York Jets and a chance to be 4-0 in division play.
Short week, guys have to really be mentally focused this week. You know, we won't get the physical practice time that we usually get each week. So guys will really have to hit the fin mentally. It helps when you play a division opponent. You know, we played them once, so we have some familiarity, but we really have to hit the fin this week.
I don't think we're anywhere where we need to be at this point. We got a lot of football left, and this Thursday is going to be a big game, so look forward to it.
Well, the Gronkowski news overshadowed an injury that happened much earlier in the game to Chandler Jones, who left with an ankle injury in the first quarter and did not return. Now, the Pats will be back on the practice field on Tuesday, getting ready for Thursday's game, and we will be on the lookout for the dynamic rookie defensive end, among other injured players. Yes, the Pats do need to roll with the punches on a short week. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.